is the Daily Actor Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. And in this episode, I'm talking with Jack Plotnick and Patrick Wilson. Jack and Patrick were at South by Southwest for the premiere of their new film, Space Station 76. The story is a comedic drama about a group of people and robots who live on a space station in a 1970s version of the future. When a new assistant captain arrives, she immediately stirs up tension among the crew as an asteroid heads directly for them. Jack, who's also an actor, co-wrote and directed the film. He's got a cool story on how he wrote the film, bringing together some actor friends and improvising scenes. I'll let him tell you about it, but it sounds like a very cool process. Patrick Wilson, well, you know him, Broadway, TV, film, he's terrific in everything, including Space Station 76. I love saying that name. Say it. I love it. It's great. In the interview, which was kind of a roundtable I did with somebody else from Broadway World, we talked about the film and the process that Jack went through to write it. Patrick talks about his character and if he's the kind of actor who does character bios. He talks about Broadway and if he still keeps his voice in shape. Hey guys, Daily Actor has a whole new look. New theme, new logo, everything. Check it out when you get a chance. While you're there, if you need a website, casting director, mailing labels, career coaching, list of headshot photographers in your area, we've got all of that and more. Check out dailyactor.com. And now, here's Jack and Patrick.
I've talked to you a couple times,
yes.
Patrick. Do you like coming here and like doing sort of things like this, you know, getting the heck out of L.A. and, you know?
Well, I got the heck out of L.A. because I don't live in L.A.
No, well, that too.
I don't. I love coming here. I was here, I mean, I spent, shot my first feature here 11 years ago or so.
What is it?
The Alamo.
Oh, that's right.
I lived here for like about six, seven months, which is great. So it's totally, so being, I went to a lot of just concerts then when it wasn't really a film festival. At least not that one of note. I don't remember any film festival. I don't think there was.
It was tiny.
You sort of, all my friends that came didn't come for the film. They came to see Dan. You know, so it was a much different vibe then. But having, you know, I've had another film here before, and I love to see how the film festival has grown and just become a real major player. So, obviously, if I didn't believe in the film, you know.
I'm busy, I can't, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously.
Space what?
Yeah. So it's even more exciting when you have a film that you're extremely proud of that gets into the festival and gets great reception.
You're known more for your acting and stuff right now.
Yes, and my needlepoint.
Didn't know about
world
that.
Renowned.
You're actually known for my needlepoint, which is very.
Makes no sense, but trust me.
But you decided to do this movie,
yes.
Write this and direct this. What made you decide to do this, or have you done other stuff in the past, or is this the first one?
It's my first feature film, but I have been directing since the very beginning. Putting on sketch shows and directing those, and then I directed and created a TV show called Upspring International that we did 13 episodes of, and so this kind of grew out of everything I was doing. But I don't know if I would have directed this if I wasn't so passionate about needing this movie to be a reality, because I'm just in love with this story and with the script that I wrote with my co-writers, and so it had to be made, and it's such a specific tone and idea that it really wasn't anyone else who was going to be able to direct it. But I did fall in love with directing Dooley, and I really would love, I'm hungry to direct another feature.
So how did the story come along?
I came up with, and I conceived the idea of wanting to tell us a very sort of suburban, a 70s suburban story, but I wanted it set in space in the future of the 70s. And then I got, did you ask, what was your question again? I'm sorry.
How you came about writing this?
Oh, writing it, right, okay, good, that's what I was answering. So I gathered just my favorite actors together in at my house, and through 3 months of improv, I would sort of direct them through scenes, and we recorded the whole thing, and then at night I would type out everything that was working, and then I would hand back it, and then we would So it evolved through improv, the play.
Is that how five writers came the credit for it? Okay, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, just five, and they're all such geniuses, and they just breathed life into this idea and created these indelible characters, and so it was easy to turn it into a movie because everything was there. We just needed to open the world a bit more, and we added a few characters. So.
And that's for you, Patrick, your character. Tell us a little bit more about him.
Well, what do you need to know?
Well, I really like the movie. It was interesting how he developed throughout the movie.
Yeah.
And how you really didn't know anything about him. And I thought of him as one respect, and then as it escalated, it really changed my attitude.
Oh, good. That's interesting. Yeah, you know, I sort of was working backwards with when you saw, you know, as you read a script and you sort of see where he goes at the end, and the cathartic moments that he has, and the moments with the robot, and the moment at the end of the movie, and coming to terms with who he is as a person. Then you work backwards and cover it all up, and that's sort of the fun part, you know. So when you first meet him, and everything's bottom pushed down, and nothing feels, you know, it's all very, the emotions are all very real, but the whole, you know, aesthetic of it is, you know, is a that's where the comedy comes in. Once you feel very settled in who the core of it, then you can sort of fill the universe, you know, and you have this great script and great set and the design of the production design, the costumes, the way Jack was shooting it, and the way you sort of understood how you fit into the rest of the movie. And then I could sort of blow him out a little bit, which was really exciting, if that makes sense. Not to be too actory.
No, I love that you said that, because I quite agree. When you watch it, Glenn is definitely somebody who goes through the biggest change, and the one you discover the most about. And I feel that when I watch it, I'm like, your feelings towards him change, and he does.
Yeah, yeah.
You get so much empathy for him by the end.
I love that. I mean, I think we talked about it earlier, like the types of comedies that I think, you know, I like to find awkward moments that are funny, and some people find really either alarming or emotional, and other people find really hilarious. To me, that's the human condition, the awkward laughter, the awkward situations, and that's the scenes with Liv, you know, who's so earnest and so open, and you want to play the complete opposite for the scene to sort of sing, you know. That's the, you know, the any, not that it's, I can put myself on that level of like the comedic, you know, but when you think about whether it's the Odd Couple or any sort of comedic team, you know, it always works with the balance of how complete opposite they are. So when you see someone that's so open and honest, you want to really shut down and go completely the other way, you know, to have a further journey.
And I love that they just sit there at that tiny bridge in silence all day, the two of them.
It's completely all horrible.
Are you the kind of actor who like does character bios, like backstory and stuff like that?
Not, I mean, if it serves the play, I'm always about what you need. You know, if someone at director comes to me and says, I've got this whole backstory, you're like, okay, that's cool. And I'll look at it and enjoy it, and it's usually informative. But I find that, you know, for me, it should be answered, a lot of that's answered in the script. I mean, if there are major gaping holes in the discovery of your character, that's nice to fill that in. But, you know, I find it easier to play moment to moment when you're dealing with the relationship, but not necessarily when, you know, when Glenn was 10, I mean, that's helpful for some people. It just depends on, truthfully, it just depends on the role, because and it's usually supported by the script, you know, where you get the backstory of these people as much as you need to know. I don't go off and write tons of stuff about it.
Good question.
Did you guys know each other prior to filming?
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Guys, you have time for one more
podcast. Yeah, we have the same alma mater, which is
oh, nice.
Which is nice to have the same reference. But then we met, I think the first time was through Seth at La Jolla in 1997.
Yeah, you were doing Harmony.
That's right.
And what were you were you in the show as well?
I was just hanging out with Seth. Seth is my comedy partner and best one of my best friends.
Okay.
Yeah. And Seth was playing piano in that production.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Any plans to do a show anytime soon?
I mean, there's always plans.
I know you're tons busy, but...
Yeah, it's just trying to find the right one. I'm excited in a couple weeks to do Guys and Dolls at Carnegie Hall, and that'll be a trip to share the stage with Nathan in a role that I saw him, it's really still part of the definitive production of Guys and Dolls.
Sure, yeah.
Through Revival, so I remember seeing that in college, and wow, he's unbelievable. So just be up there with him. Would be a thrill.
Yeah. That would be. I would love to see that. Yeah.
So, do you like doing the movies more than you like doing stage? Or
well, I love stage. I mean, there's no. It's like the difference of an actor of a musician, like you being in a studio and loving to get the right lick right or the right. I made a record, but then there's nothing like saying, and now we're going to take it out and play it out to people. I mean, I love making movies. I've now done more movies than I did theater, and that's sort of. In a weird way, sad to think, but it's there's nothing like the experience of doing theater. I constantly go back and am looking for things, and thankfully get offered things, and you want to get.
When we get Disaster on Broadway, you're getting a call from
me. When I get Disaster on Broadway, it's very difficult. It's also the complete opposite of any other schedule, so it's very difficult for me. And also, when you come from a lot of theater, when you've done roles like for a year and a half, and stuff, it's. And I was always the guy that if I'm doing theater, I'm doing theater. I don't call in. I'm like, I love that. So it's got to be something that I want to live with for many months. And that's hard. That's just hard to find, something that you have. Because even in the movie roles, it's always about finding something really different. And that's very difficult, the state of theater, the state of musical theater, to find something that is really different than something I've done before. That's very difficult to find. Film, you have much more go from this to a horror movie to a western to a like you just I like all that stuff.
When you're not you haven't done a show for a while, but like are you still like keeping your voice in shape or still like singing a while
I actually because I got away from it for a while. I mean it's it's I've been much more conscious of it the past probably 6 months. I have my voice lesson that I have not had in about 20 years because of it. I wanted to, because I really do. I mean, I want to sing more. I mean, I sing a couple times a year with a band is not doing it. Truthfully, doing the movies is much more, especially doing horror movies, just wrecks your voice. Wrecks your voice. So I needed to sort of go back and, I never had any vocal trouble at all in a play. Never lost my voice for any show ever, but thankfully. But movies, because it's so easy to go, great, just scream really loudly. We're just going to do a few takes of that. Like, never do that in theater. You work on it and figure out how to do it. So, yeah.
Thanks, Jack and Patrick, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Follow me on Twitter at Daily Actor and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Daily Actor. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.